a Jewish journal article. Actress Swell Ariel Er educates the public about Israel and antisemitism. A little more than 3 weeks after the October 7th massacre, Israeli actress Swell Ariel Er was at the Orlando Film Festival for the premiere of Kisufim. Or, who gained international fame as the star of the hit Netflix series, The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem, was there to showcase a movie that has taken on new significance. Set in the 1970s, Kisufim explores life on the kibbutz in the aftermath of the Yom Kippur War. On October 7, at least 8 Kisufim residents and 6 Thai laborers were murdered, and at least 4 were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. They gave us a home to make this film, Er told the Jewish Journal. It's really sad how relevant it is. We dedicated the film to kibbutz members who were murdered, kidnapped, or hurt. The 24-year-old actress stood up to reveal a message on her shirt that read, "Bring them home now." The Israeli cast and crew were not taking any chances. They were advised by the Israeli consul to take precautions. "It's not a Jewish film festival. It's an international film festival, so you never know what could happen," she said. "We had to get security really fast. No private security companies were available, so we called the police, who were really sweet and sent 2 cops." Or moved to Los Angeles about 3 months ago with dreams of making it big in Hollywood. But current events interfered. First, the actors' strike, then the violence in Israel. She hasn't gotten around to very many auditions. Instead, she's using her platform as a social media influencer to educate the public about Israel, antisemitism, and the horrors of the October 7th attacks. The news of the attacks had a profound impact on Er. At the age of 16, Er witnessed a terrorist attack on a central street in Tel Aviv. "I was in the wrong place at the wrong time," she said. The harrowing experience left her grappling with nightmares and panic attacks. "It started with nightmares, and I couldn't go on the same street or take buses or be in public places," Er said. She was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and underwent cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. "You can't be fully cured from this trauma. You can only gain more tools to live with it," Er said, adding that she always sleeps with a knife next to her. On October 7, Er experienced a profound and unsettling trigger. Having just landed in Los Angeles from Toronto, where she had been attending a public speaking event, she was confronted with the news of the terrorist attacks in Israel. "When I read about the terrorists, it was like my nightmares coming to life," she said. "I had a panic attack at the airport, but quickly realized it wasn't going to be a short episode. I slapped myself awake and thought, just help, do whatever you can," she said. Er felt a compelling need to contribute and support those affected. "So, I am scared, and it's triggering my trauma. I have a lot of nightmares and panic attacks right now, but it's nothing compared to what my people are going through. I can help them, help my country, my people, and I have to do it, even if I'm scared." What she decided to do is channel her energy into meaningful work amidst the turmoil. "Diving into work does help," she said. Or has initiated a fund to reimburse flight tickets for soldiers and reservists who had to pay out of pocket. "Many of my friends, like me, are 24 and recently left the army. Due to COVID, they couldn't travel, and it's a cultural thing in Israel to travel to far-off places after military service," Er explained. The Israel Reservist Fund, which has raised around $200,000, has covered the expenses of 260 soldiers, though there's a waiting list of another 190. "It's a big project, and it's complicated, but it's also a distraction," she added. The fund's philosophy is rooted in boosting morale and uplifting spirits. However, being an Israeli in America during these times poses its own challenges. "It's the first time I'm experiencing the fear of anti-Semitism," she said. "In Israel, you're scared of rockets and terrorists, but you're not really scared of your neighbor calling you a dirty Jew or spitting on you." She emphasized the stark contrast between feeling safe wearing symbols of her faith in Israel and the newfound caution she feels in America. "I think it was always there, but I came to America at a time when it's really extreme in terms of anti-Semitism." She's been seeking advice from her American Jewish friends on navigating this new terrain, emphasizing the importance of pride in one's identity while also being vigilant. Or's approach to countering anti-Semitism, especially online, is rooted in her strength as a storyteller. "My superpower is storytelling. This is who I am. This is how I fight," she said. Or believes in sharing personal stories to humanize the victims of violence and bigotry. "We can't just be the victims all the time. People need to know we're talking about human beings with beautiful stories, love for life, families, hobbies, careers, and children," she emphasized. For OAR, it's crucial to highlight that the victims are more than just numbers or labels. They are individuals with rich lives and stories. OAR emphasizes the importance of self-care and resilience amid the overwhelming surge of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic content online. I highly recommend gaining power and strength by taking care of yourself. Because if you're weak, you can't help anyone else, she advises. Engaging in activities such as therapy or hiking can fortify individuals, preparing them to contribute to the cause in their own way. Some people are comfortable showing their faces and speaking out, others are comfortable writing or volunteering or raising money. There are so many things you can do. Don't let depression control you. Take care of yourself, and then go help. We have to. It's our only tribe, you know. OAR's personal plans, given her recent move to the United States with aspirations to make it big in Hollywood, have taken a backseat to the real-world events currently unfolding. Despite the challenges and the shift in her immediate plans, her resolve remains unshaken. Her commitment to using her platform and voice to raise awareness and support for her homeland is evident. I can't even think of anything else right now. The strike is still on, so I don't have a lot of auditions or anything. But everything will wait. I'm young.